Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Happy Friday to you, Nathan Zagura, Joe Jurevicius, Matt Wilhelm at the Dog Bowl in Berea, wrapping up another week of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven, of course, by Liberty Ford. And actually, was at a very cool event last night. It was the Liberty Ford High School Coach of the Year Award Ceremony. The 10 finalists were there. They handed out two big prizes. The runner-up got $2,500 for his school, and the winner got $10,000 for his school. Joe Vanek was the winner, head coach there of, let me pull it up right here, Jamie Vanek from Valley Forge was the winner last night, so shout out to him. And the runner-up was Tim Brediger, who is the high school coach at North Olmsted High School. So congratulations to them, all the finalists. A great event put on by the good folks at Liberty Ford. So I was happy to be a part of that last night, even though I couldn't really talk all that well. I did my best out there. Gentlemen, good to be with you. Joe, you weren't here yesterday, so I'll give you an opportunity to come right out of the gate and react to the news with the turnover at offensive coordinator and quarterback coach.
Well, I think there's two ways to go with this whole thing. We've seen change here for a long time, and it seems to be continuing. I think if you look at what Kyle Shanahan, being young and having the opportunities that are out there, maybe to coach with his father, maybe to go off and do something on his own, because of the turmoil that we have here, I don't think it makes very much sense for Kyle to be here because, again, you're not sure who your quarterback is. You're not sure of all the things that are going to take place here during the offseason. And again, is he's got the opportunity to kind of grow and mature as a coordinator and do good things and eventually become a head coach somewhere. It doesn't look like this would be the place for him to do it because of the uncertainty. And again, his whole work, his livelihood is all based pretty much off the play of your quarterback.
But do you feel that, since the reports are that he wanted his to kind of force his way out, do you feel that, you know, when you come here, you should be here for more than a year before you're just trying to bail out?
Right. No, there's no question. But we talked about this the other day with Coach Marone in Buffalo. I mean, there's no question that there's a little bit of disappointment. I'm one of those guys that if you dive into this whole thing, I'd love to see you finish it. I mean, it's the same reason that we all teach our kids. If you start it, you're going to finish it. You're not going to quit. So I would love to see him kind of work his way through this whole thing and help the Browns turn the corner, because I think that would only do one thing. That would raise his stock. He is a talented quarterback
Sure.
coach. He's a talented coordinator, not quarterback coach, but obviously he has worked with quarterbacks in the past. So for me, I think that this thing boils down to he has just got to do he did what's best for him, but I don't necessarily agree or like it. I think he's talented, and I think we're actually missing a coach. It's really, really genius.
Yeah, I'm bummed out about it. Matt, just want to show you this before we get going here. Oh, there it is for you, little Buckeyes.
Oh, the old Buckeyes.
Yeah. I brought it out for it. And we just wanted to let everybody know that Monday, on the day of the national championship game, will be a very special edition. It will be Ohio State Buckeyes Daily.
Yes, it will. And to be very honest with you, I know that we're going to – I did a great interview yesterday with a few people.
I was told it was really good.
That we will air. We'll get Paul Keels, the voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. I am, of course, digging into my contact list. I have texts out to Chris Spielman that we may be able to work out. Of course, Joey Galloway, who was there in Texas working with ESPN, covering the college football playoff. I've got a text out to him. Former teammate of mine, Mike Doss, three-time All-American, the only one ever at Ohio State, national championship winner as well, NFL veteran. He will be in Dallas. I'm trying to grab him. So all of that, of course, is probably going to come, whittle its way out some way or another over the course of the weekend. But if we can grab them, we will grab them, because the more they can chime in,
the merrier.
Absolutely the merrier. But also, too, just for Ohio State and Oregon to be represented in the first college football playoff, and the amount of money and the amount of notoriety associated with the college football playoff, it's very special. And even, myself this morning working out in the gym and how great it is for both Oregon and for us, Ohio State, to be a part of it. Just the amount of marketing and the amount of face that is shown to these two teams, in the 11 days since they've played – you know, in the Sugar Bowl and the Rose Bowl to be represented. It just does diligence in recruiting. Of course, there's a significant amount of money associated, you know, with this opportunity and playing in it. So it's great for the school, and I'm very proud to, of course, have made the decision to go to Ohio State. And they're continuing to follow suit and getting back to yet another national championship.
I'm going to jump in right here. I'm actually excited for Ohio
State. Head first or feet first?
No, I'm just jumping in. Let's put it that way. I'm not going to wear any Ohio State stuff, but I do support Ohio State because, again, I do think that the Big Ten, for some years past, we haven't really been representing ourselves well. And right now it seems that we had a pretty good year, and Ohio State's obviously in the biggest game of them all. And you know, when you sit here and talk about some of the guys, I mean, there's no denying that Ohio State throughout plenty, many, and all kinds of years has put out really, really good football players. I played with the Galloways, got to play against Eddie Georges, you know. You were an All-American. I mean, it kind of, the list goes on. And, you know, when you're talking about the Great Northwest and Oregon and all the things that happen over there, I mean, this is football town over here. There's no denying that the state of Ohio, you know, we talked about high school football earlier. I get really, really excited for what we have here football-wise, and me being a fan of the Big Ten and Penn State, but wanting to see all of us do really well here during the bowl season, I'd love to see Ohio State kind of finish this thing off.
I definitely do, too, and I think what's very special, not only for the national championship, but, of course, Ohio State to be a part of it, and I think what's unique because of both the schools that are playing it, Ohio State is a top-five program. Oregon has become a top-five, maybe top-ten program nationally, but what you have to love is what these guys are playing for, because at times or at schools in general, so much of it has come to, well, how do I project to the NFL and how many guys are going to go pro next year and who's going to leave early, and we don't really hear a lot about that coming from this football game. As talented as both of these teams are, as dynamic as they are offensively, and both now with Oregon stepping up their game, how physically they play on defense, you know, there's not a lot of NFL talk. It's more about these coaches and these players and what it means for these schools. And it's so, you know, kudos to the NCAA and, you know, and these student athletes for living in the moment and really taking it all in, and their opportunity to be a part of the first college football national playoff. And then once this is over, their minds can then shift to what is next. Do I go back to school? Do I have an opportunity to go pro? Because, again, Gary Patterson, coach at TCU, said the other day, only 1% of these guys will play in the NFL. So let them focus on being a unit and cementing themselves in college football history.
You know, Matt, I'm going to jump in right there because I think what you said is so important. If we have high school kids listening out there, we've got some guys that play college football listening to the show, you have to live in the moment. You know, the professional football, we all aspire. If you play football at any level, all of us have aspired, and sometimes, you know, the dreams do come true. You play professional football, but when you find yourself living outside the moment and worrying about pro football, the reality of making it at the pro level is almost slim to none. You know, you've got to have a lot of luck on your side. You've got to have talent. You've got to be in the right place at the right time. There's no bigger game than what's going to happen. And, you know, you're right. Live in the moment, man, because it's the first one. It's the first national championship game off of a playoff system, and you have got one chance, one opportunity to call yourself a national champion. And it's really kind of a nice way to kind of top off the season, huh?
It certainly is, and we will cover that in depth on Monday here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Today, again, we're going to go through the offensive coordinator situation. We will talk about some of the potential coordinator candidates whose names have already been linked to the Cleveland Browns, so we'll get to that as well. We'll have the Friday forecast with the kid around 2 o'clock, and we will also break down the Browns wide receivers with a former Browns wide receiver himself, Mr. Joe Juravicius. So all of that and more coming your way. 216-578-0850. That is the way to get on board and get your barks out with the dog pound. I can tell you, though, from talking to people in Berea today, they're positive. The football meetings are going on this week. They're very happy with the growth of the organization. They know, obviously, they need to go out and find an offensive coordinator, but that they feel they can find somebody who will be here for the long term. And hopefully that's true, because you had Norv Turner, he was supposed to be here for the long term. You had Kyle Shanahan, he was supposed to be here for the long term. We know neither of them have been. So the Browns offensive coordinator search will happen, but I think it is a positive week in Berea. The coaches are back, going through their evaluations, working on how they can make this process better going forward. So certainly a lot of good stuff there. Gibbs, are we going to hear from Patton and Ray today? You want to run those today? We'll run one of them. All right. We'll hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. Since he's here, the coaches are back, and they're meeting today. We'll hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, an interview that I did with Mike Pettine following the season. So it was done last week, and we'll air that interview in its entirety for you here today on today's show. So that's all that's coming your way here. A lot to get to on this Friday, final show of the week. Again, Kyle Shanahan, Dowell Loggins, they are out as offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach respectively for the Browns. We'll talk about the wide receivers. We will have the kid. We will hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine. So a lot to get to here today, and you need to be a part of the conversation. 216-578-0850 when we come back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.